the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
As a young child, Dr. Elizabeth Dudash Buskirk learned about politics, handing out flyers for family members running for office, or joining her father at political rallies. I'm Nikki Donaldson, now an associate professor of sociopolitical communication at Missouri State University. She teaches about political messages, commentary, debates, and so much more. She's here to discuss the shifts in the political communication process and how to be civil, even while disagreeing.
We'd like to say, well, we've lost the civility of previous decades and previous elections. But the fact of the matter is that we are really bad at being civil with each other, particularly when it comes to politics. And I'm not really sure if the internet has made it any better or any worse. So really what I wanted to do was I wanted to study how politicians create their messages and how the citizenry responds. And so how do we become a part of or try to ignore the political process is really where most of my studies have taken me over the past two decades. If we want to talk about the election that's coming up, what we have to look at is the advances in technology, which have always changed politics. Television changed politics. I don't think I need to explain that too well, but the internet changed politics because supposedly it gave more people a voice. We had an increase in iNews. We have an increase in people who are able just to create whatever message they want to create. And that sounds more and more like a direct democracy, but that's not what it is. The break between what people are able to say on the internet and the impact they're able to have on policy change is actually getting further and further away.
She says that the internet, with that flood of information and the posturing about specific platform issues online, has made the U.S. ripe for the potential 3- or 4-party election. Why would a long-shot candidate stay in the race? Why wouldn't they just drop out? She says they want to put their issues out there and potentially change the system in the long run.
I don't think anybody really believes Bernie Sanders or Gary Johnson are going to be a top candidate the way that our two parties are right in this election. But what we are trying to do, I think, is understand what it is that they're trying to accomplish, which is to get a future where third-party candidates and fourth-party candidates are a possibility. What that has led to is division. It's led to division in the polity. And so we, as traditional voters, and when I say traditional voters, and I include myself in this, the two-party people, the people who don't want to throw away the two-party system, the people who believe that the system the way it is may be broken, but that burning it all down and you know building it back is not necessarily the solution. Those traditional voters are going to say that third and fourth party candidates can impact the message that the parties themselves put together, but that they should not be seen as alternatives to the parties.
Those she classifies as new voters see alternatives to two parties and want to influence how the system will change. She elaborates.
That leads to a real confusion in the conversation that we have. The public discourse about politics becomes very difficult to have because you don't know where the other person is coming from. How do you combat that online? That's a very difficult thing to do. The best thing you can do is just respond with what you believe to be the most neutral and least inflammatory thing that you could come up with to simply get the point across, and then remember to walk away.
That was Dr. Elizabeth Dudash Buskirk, Associate Professor of Sociopolitical Communication at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.